Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
David Frick from Rolling Stone magazine wrote, "You can't talk about the 70s without talking about Grand Funk Railroad. Mark Farner is the reason. As one of the founding members, lead singer, lead guitarist, who wrote more than 90% of the Grand Funk music catalog, Farner has always been known as the energetic driving force on stage, the engine that pulled the original Grand Funk Railroad to the top of the charts. From his soulful voice and power rock riffs to fueling the funk with his atomic stage presence, his story and his imprint on music starts with Flint, and since 1969, from his humble beginnings and a blue-collar outlook, Farner has captained a global crusade for love, peace, and freedom, and became a rock and roll icon. More than 60 years later, he commands the stage with the same intensity, performing epic hits that defined a generation. I'm Your Captain, Bad Time, Some Kind of Wonderful, Foot Stomping Music, Heartbreaker, Locomotion, Mean Mistreater, and We're an American Band. Today, Farner's amplifying his remarkable career another full decibel, selling more than 30 million records worldwide, including 16 gold and platinum albums. He's got a brand new album coming out sometime in 2024. Welcome to Coast AM, Mark Farner. How are you?
Good to be here, Richard, and I'm fit as a fiddle and fine as a frog hair.
You're still in Michigan, and such a hotbed of music. Not only Grand Funk Railroad, but Ted Nugent, Alice Cooper, Iggy Pop, Mitch Ryder, Bob Seger. Why is it that Michigan produces such great rock and roll?
Well, I believe that it's largely because of the influx of people from other states who moved to Michigan to get the higher paying auto factory jobs. That was how my mother came into the state back when she was 16 years old. She moved with the whole family moved. I mean, her grandfather, uncles, aunts, people, cousins, moved to Flint, Michigan because, my grandfather had landed a job at Buick, and then he sent and got the family. I mean, and some of that, I'd say a lot of the southern, you know, from Arkansas and Mississippi and Georgia and the places where people came from, and we visited with them, of course, when my stepdad would have people over from the shop. It was always somebody, you know, from the South. And you could tell, you know, because of the accent where they came from. But that influx of people that came, they brought their instruments. And we had jam sessions at my mother's house on Davison Road there in Flint, or at my Aunt Dorothy's house on Normandy Court. But every Sunday, there would be a jam session without fail. And we would have food, you know, I mean, it was like a jam session, but it was always jamming some food down your neck, too. So, you know, it was Southern fried chicken with those hockey puck dumplings, or sloppy joes, and lots of finger food. Everybody would bring something to pass, and it was always a good time. I mean, even now, when I sit down with a bunch of people to eat, I love to the conversation to you know, you never know what's going to come up in conversation. But I believe because of that music that came, it was the North meets the South as far as music styles and as far as people. And we, in Michigan, we didn't have racial discord. We didn't have the troubles that the South had. So it was something they had to get used to when they got here to Michigan, because I always had friends. I had black friends. I had Mexican friends. I've always had people are people, you know, in my eyes. And just because of someone's color, it doesn't, it should not signify anything out of the ordinary. So anyways, the music that was developed was assembly line rock and roll is what I referred to it as. And a lot of us kids were the kids of shop rats. And I use that term lovingly, because shop rats are a clan who are proud to be shop rats.
Hmm. 16 gold and platinum records, celebrating like 60 years in the music business. What do you credit your longevity to? How do you, you know, you have such energy, the voice remains, you know, just as soulful and energetic. How do you do it?
Well, it's exercise by reason of use. When I'm, my voice, as far as, you know, my singing abilities, when I'm in the woods, I'm singing, when I, you know, I don't just reserve it for the shower. But but that's not to say I don't sing in the shower, because that's a great place to sing. You got all that steam coming, and, you know, it's good for the vocal cords. It's, however, sometimes, because, you know, we like to save water, so I shower with my friend, my wife. And some of my notes, when I hit notes, you know, I have to push a lot of air across those vocal cords in order to attain certain frequencies, and she'd have to grab her ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You've been, I mentioned 60 years in the music business, maybe even longer. You've been supporting veterans, men and women of the armed services. Your dad was a World War II vet. My dad was too. Your mother worked in a tank factory in Michigan. My dad was a tank gunner in the Second World War. Tell me about your work with veterans.
Well, my dad was a tank driver, and your dad was a tank gunner. That's pretty nice. That's pretty something that you can be proud of. That because we won the war. I mean, if we lost the war, just think, you say, oh my God, you know.
Mm.
But, it's only, and all my uncles on my dad's side, there were four men that were all in the service, everybody enlisted, and all their friends, of course. So, I have always been around service people. I've always had the highest respect for someone who would risk their safety to defend ours here in the homeland. And they're following orders. And I know I learned how to follow orders. And even though I questioned those orders, like when I was told to do something, and I'm saying, but why? As a kid, but why? I'm so comfortable where I'm at right this minute. And you want me to go do this? It's like, why? Because I said so. So I learned to accept orders. Or you could get something across your ass if you didn't. And in my case, it may have been a buggy whip. So I really came to attention. But our soldiers may not even believe in the war that they are fighting in. I don't like war. I hate that we have to go to war. But it is a reality that we have lived with for generations. And it takes a special person in my eyes. And I have reverence for those people who lay it on the line, who would risk their lives to defend our freedoms. And that being said, when I do anything, whatever it is, the smallest thing, or, you know, up to doing that concert for the Vietnam veterans at the wall on the 25th anniversary of the monument in Washington, D.C., I'm just happy. Dude, I couldn't get more happy than doing something and seeing the smiles. And knowing that I'm helping relive memories, I'm helping them, have a grip on reality and always a taste of home when we've gone, you know, across the continents to play a USO show for the troops.
A taste of home. That's why, I guess, Closer to Home, I'm Your Captain, it remains such an important song for Vietnam veterans.
Yes, absolutely. And I've heard from so many who told me that they used that song, that song gave them the hope of returning home. And when I prayed for that song, Richard, I just, you know, was at the end of a prayer. And I said, "My now I lay me down to sleep," prayer, and blessed everybody in the family. And, you know, I came to the end of my wind there, and I said, "God, would you please give me a song that would reach and touch the hearts of those you want to get to?" And got up in the middle of the night, and I wrote those lyrics. But I didn't know they were lyrics when I was writing them, because I've written a lot of things in the middle of the night that never turn out to be songs. And so I didn't really relate to these words as lyrics when I was writing them down, because usually when I'm writing a song, I'll go back to the top of verse one and read down through it to help instill creativity for that second verse and put something in there. And, you know, and I'd read the second verse, the first and second, to get a third verse. Or, you know, it's just a reference like that. But when I sat up on the edge of the bed and I grabbed that steno pad and started writing, I was in a state of mind that was halfway between heaven and earth, and I knew better than to go back to the top of this, because it wasn't a song to me at the time. It was just words, and I knew that I couldn't go back to the top. I had to just write, because it was coming. I didn't have time to go back to the top, because the words just kept coming and it was flowing. And when I finished these words, I was spent, physically and mentally spent. Dude, I was exhausted, and I rolled back into the bed, threw the sheet over myself, and, you know, I parked it there till morning.
That's why that song remains part of the soundscape and the soundtrack of our lives.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.